Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, come on now, boys and girls, and have some fun with Happy Hank. Boy, we're going to have a lot of swell fun today. So let's all get up close to our radios and listen. Now, my little pal Squeaky is here.
Well, hello there, boys and girls.
And here comes our dog pal Popcorn. Say hello to the boys and girls, Popcorn. Yes, and Popcorn says he wants a riddle. All right, then.
Oh, boy, what is the riddle for today, Happy Hank? I'll bet you I can figure out the answer.
Well, now, all right, we'll just see. Are you ready for the riddle, boys and girls? Well, now, put on those thinking caps, because this riddle is a real sticker. Listen. Who is the highest person you ever heard of? Who is the highest person you ever heard of? Now, see if you can figure out the answer, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program.
My goodness, that's a tough one. Who is the highest person I've ever heard of? Who can it be? Who can it be?
Squeaky, you sound like my friend, the wise old owl, who always keeps saying who. Now, oh, boys and girls, here's a song about the wise old owl. Listen. The wise old owl says, who is he talking to you? Who did this and who did that? The wise old owl says, who? Who started out today to have some fun at play? Who got mad and acted bad? The wise old owl says, who? Who marked up on the wall, left papers in the hall, forgot his toys, made lots of noise? The wise old owl says, who? If you have acted right and tried with all your might, don't cry or sigh, but answer I when the wise old owl says who. Say, that's a dandy song about the wise old owl.
Well, sure, it seems to me like he's asking questions, but he never gives any answers. Anybody can say who.
Well, say now, Squeaky, you've given me an idea.
Who, me?
Now, there you go, just like the old owl. Say, boys and girls, would you like to play a guessing game? All right, I'll ask some questions, and you see if you can figure out the answers. Now, how does that sound to you?
Oh, boy, say, can I get in on this game, too, Happy Hank?
Why, sure, Squeaky. Now, be real quiet, boys and girls. Now, I call this game Who, or maybe we could call it the Wise Old Owl Game. But are you ready? All right, then, here's the first Who. Who comes to your house every night when you're asleep? That's a good one.
Well, I know who that is. It's the Sandman, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's right, Squeaky. It is the Sandman. Well, did you get that answer, boys and girls? Fine, now here's the next Who. Who rings your doorbell and brings you surprises?
Oh, that's easy. The bill collector.
Well, I guess that is right, Squeaky. But I was thinking of the mailman. Now, listen to this next Who. Who sat in a corner eating his Christmas pie? Who sat in a corner eating his Christmas pie? Now, think real hard.
Oh, sure, I know.
All right, who is it, Squeaky?
Why, that's little Jack Horner. And he put in his thumb, and he pulled out a plum, and he said, what a good boy am I. Oh, say, I'd like to have one of those pies right now.
Well, now, never mind the pie. You just concentrate on the who question. Now, boys and girls, did you guess little Jack Horner? Well, good. Now, here's another one. Who went up the hill to fetch a pail of water? Who went up the hill to fetch a pail of water? What's that, Popcorn? Oh, Popcorn says he knows the answer to that one. All right, Popcorn, you tell us who went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. That's right, Popcorn, it was Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Say, that was smart, Popcorn.
Well, my goodness, I knew that answer, too. Have you got another one?
Well, now, let me think. Oh, say, yes, I have. Now, boys and girls, who tells you not to be a wiggle worm? Who tells you not to be a wiggle worm? That's right, it's Happy Hank. And right now, let's all sing our slogan song, Don't Be a Wiggle Worm. Now, if you don't remember all the words, you can just hum along with me. Are you ready? Here we go. Who tells you not to be a wiggle worm? When mother says sit down a while, don't be a wiggle worm. If you sit still, you'll make her smile. Don't be a wiggle worm. You can move around when you stand up, but when you sit down like a sleepy pup, just be as still as a buttercup and don't be a wiggle worm. Yes, sir, that was fine, boys and girls. Now, turn on the magic electric eye, will you, Squeaky?
Okay, here she goes.
Now, you hear that buzz, boys and girls? Well, that's my magic electric eye, and I'm looking at you right through the radios. And, boy, just look at all the boys and girls we have with us today. Oh, I see a couple of wiggle worms out there. Yes, sir, that little boy over there and that little girl over here. They were just wiggling around in their chairs. Oh, but now they've stopped. Say, that's better. We don't want any wiggle worms, do we? No, sir. Now, say, let me have a look at those hands. Come on, boys, and put your hands real high. That's the way. Fine. Now the backs. Now put your hands down while I look at your faces. Say, that's fine. All right, now, girls, let me see your hands. First the fronts. That's it. Now the backs. Now put your hands down. Let me see your faces. Uh-oh, turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Well, who won, Happy Hank? Who won? Tell me who.
Well, now, the last time, you know, the score was a tie. But today, the winners of the Clean Hands and Face Contest are the boys.
Oh, that's too bad, girls. But you just keep trying, and I'll bet you win the next time.
That's right, girls. Try again. Let's all sing our try again song. Here we go. 'Tis a lesson you should heed. Try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage will appear, for if you will persevere, you will conquer, never fear. Try again. Now you remember that, boys and girls, if you don't win, be a good sport, make up your mind that you're going to try hard to win the next time. And you be sure to keep your hands and faces clean all the time. And say, speaking of time, it's time right now for another exciting chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Squeaky and Sputters, you know, are cowboys on the S-Bar-S Ranch in the West. Now, with their friend Rocket, they're trying to find a lost mine, which Rocket has a map to. But in looking for the mine, they ran into Black Tom the Outlaw and his gang. Now, the last time you remember, the boys had captured Black Tom and had him tied hand and foot in the tunnel of what they thought was the lost mine. But while the boys had their flashlights turned off trying to get rid of the bear that crept into the tunnel, Black Tom escaped. As the scene opens today, the boys are running through the tunnel trying to find Black Tom again. Listen.
Now, we just can't afford to let Black Tom escape us, Sputters. If he gets back and joins his gang, they'll have a leader, and there's no telling what they'll do.
Well, it's all my fault, Squeaky. I never should have untied his hands so he could eat those beans.
Yes, but we didn't know that the bear was coming in and going to sit right down by Rocket. You know, it's so dark in this tunnel.
Boy, if I find that Black Tom again, it'll be a long time before he escapes. I'll promise you that.
Say, what are you stopping for, Sputters? We've got to hurry. Go on.
Well, I can't go any further, Squeaky. I seem to have run right up against a blank wall. And my flashlight's getting kind of dim. Shine yours up this way.
Say, this looks like we've come to the end of the tunnel. That means that Black Tom couldn't have escaped this way.
That's right. If he'd come this way, we would have run into him. And I didn't see him, did you?
No, of course not. Did you see Black Tom, Rocket? Hey, Rocket, answer me. Did you see any trace of Black Tom?
Hey, so Squeaky, Rocket's gone. I thought he was right behind us.
Well, he was when we started. I wonder... Hey, Rocket! Rocket!
Hey, let me try it. I can yell louder than you. Hey, Rocket! Where are you?
Oh, this is bad, Sputters. Rocket is lost somewhere in this tunnel.
Yeah, and if he runs into Black Tom alone, he won't know what to do. We've got to find him, Squeaky, and quick, too.
Well, come on. We'll have to go back, but keep calling for Rocket, Sputters.
Okay, good. Come on. Hey, Rocket! Rocket! Now, listen.
Squeaky! Sputters! Help! Help! I'm lost! Hey, Squeaky and Sputters, you all better come get me now. Help! It's dark in here and I can't see nothing. Come and get me. Help!
Hey, listen, Sputters. Did you hear that? Somebody's calling for help.
Yeah, I heard it. And it sounded like Rocket's voice, too.
He must be in trouble. We've got to find him somewhere, Sputters. But how are we going to do it?
Well, say, now that's a situation. What are the boys going to do? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, say, how are you doing with the answer to our riddle? Did you figure it out yet? Who is the highest person you ever heard of? Now, you keep on thinking, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of the program. Say, who has a birthday today? Now, wait till I turn on the electric eye. Let me see all the hands of all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. Oh, my goodness, just look what a lot of birthdays. And look at all those great big birthday smiles. Say, it's sure a lot of fun to have a birthday, isn't it? All right, put your hands down. Now, let's make a wish, and then we'll blow out all the candles on our birthday cake. Make your wish. I'll make mine at the same time. Here we go. I wish that... Now, take a big breath and blow. Well, look at that. All the candles are out, and now we're ready to sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, who is the highest person you ever heard of? Well, the answer is the man in the moon. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.